Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Cass. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to 2020. Well, we're recording this in 2019, but we're listening to this in 2020. So welcome.
Welcome. Yes. Thank you. I can't believe I'm here already.
New decade.
Yes, I'm super, super excited about this new decade.
In this decade, it's likely that one of my children might get married or both in this decade.
Yes.
That's if they're, freakish.
They're young loves like you guys.
Yeah, like 24, 25. Far out. My kids could get married in this decade.
Yeah.
I hope I don't become a grandparent in this decade, but it could happen. What else might happen in this decade?
I turned 50 in this decade.
Get out of here.
You turned 40 in this decade.
I turned 40 in this decade.
How funny to think that. You turned 40 and I turned 50 in this decade.
Yeah. I'll have been married for 30 years in this decade.
I'll have my 20th in this decade.
Wow. Your 20th wedding anniversary?
Yes. So much has happened in the last 20 years and it's gone by in a blink.
Yep.
So what's the next 20 years? Well, definitely in the next 20 years, our kids will probably get married or find their life partner and have children in the next 20 years.
Yeah, so exciting. So what also is happening this year is pretty much every organization that creates a vision is calling it 2020 Vision. So we're totally not creative in the title of this podcast episode because everybody has 2020 vision because it's a play on words. Yay. I don't have 2020 vision, just for anyone that ever sees a photo of me where I'm wearing glasses. Do you have 2020 vision?
I have better than 2020. 2020 is just standard. It's just like the baseline.
You're so good.
I know.
Superwoman.
For this point in time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In this decade, I might have glasses.
That's right. What old lady things will we start doing in this decade? Oh my gosh, I don't even. We'll probably go through menopause in this decade.
You'll fall.
I had a fall.
And your doctor will say you had a fall.
I tripped over at a client's this week and the doctor said I had a fall. And I was like, I did not have a fall. I fell over. There's a very big difference between I had a fall and I fell over. I'm in my 30s. I fell over. That's the beginning and end of it. So we are.
You also technically had a fall.
No, I did not.
You had a fall.
No, unless you have a PhD after your name, you cannot make medical throws like that.
It's not a medical throw.
Stop
it's
right now. I did not have a fall.
Right.
2020 vision. We're going to talk about how to set vision, how vision is different to a New Year's resolution, because you may be tempted to set a New Year's resolution and we're going to challenge you to instead set vision and see what flows out of that. We're going to talk about setting vision for your head, heart and home, how to set a vision. We've got some really good questions for you and we're going to share with you the 6 things we believe that you need in order to have decluttering and organizing success in 2020.
Yay! year.
So, Kirst, tell us, how do we set vision? How do we do that?
Setting vision is designing your life. Like, it's about thinking about what do you want 2020 and beyond to look like? And then to do that, you also have to be reflective about where you are right now and what it is that you want to change or you want to do better or you want to grow in. So it's reflective as well as dreaming.
What's the difference between vision and a New Year's resolution? And do you set resolutions or do you tend to set vision?
I don't do either.
That's not true.
No, I definitely set vision. I don't do well at resolutions because I'm not a follower thrower. I think for me the difference is resolutions are goal orientated, yep. Whereas vision is dream orientated. I want to say dream. Mm. It's not quite. It doesn't encapsulate everything I mean, but it's more big picture.
Yeah.
Big picture.
Like if you think about the vision for the Art of Decluttering is to transform the world through intentional living by equipping people to declutter their heads, hearts and homes. That's our vision. That's the overarching. And underneath that, it's like we resolve to do a podcast. We resolve to help people in their homes. We resolve. And it's the things that help you achieve your vision, isn't it?
Yes.
So if your vision is to live a healthy and happy lifestyle, maybe one of your resolutions is to walk the dog regularly or go to a Pilates class or stop drinking too much red wine. Like you might find that those things come in under the overall vision.
Yes.
So we're going to get straight into it and really help you to have the tools in order to set vision. So we've got four questions that we believe will be really helpful for you to ask yourself, and your vision will hopefully come out of that. So we'll put these in the show notes. But the first question is, where am I? And that's what Kirst said before. Like, that's the reflective and honest, where am I? What is my situation right now? What's my home life? What's my work life? How's my physical health? How's my mental health? How's my emotional health? Really considering all of those things and saying, where am I right now? Honestly, where am I?
And then the next part is, where do I want to be? And like, what does that look like?
Mm.
Like, what does my home life look like? What does my heart life look like? What does my head life look like? What do I physically need to change? What do I mentally, emotionally, spiritually need to change in order to be what I want to be?
Yeah. So where do I want to be? Like, what if you got to write down your eulogy? Like, what are the things? What are the things you want to achieve? What are the things you want to be? What are the things you want to think and feel? That's really important. So we've got the where we are. So when we do workshops, we often draw this up on a whiteboard. So we have the reality on the left. This is the truth. Then we have the vision on the right. And these are the things we're aiming for. And then there's a big gap in the middle. And so these questions will help you identify how to get from one to the other. What do I need to do, be, or change in order to get from where I am to where I want to be? They're really good. They're hard questions. Really hard questions. What do I need to do, be, or change to get there? And then the next question is, who do I need to bring alongside me in order to achieve success? Friends, family, life partner, kids, counselor, coach, referee.
Yeah, and the list could be endless depending on what it is that you're wanting to work on. And so you can, that's what, like, you know, the whole designing your own life. And that's what I like. I love the fact that we're not beholden to anybody else's desires for us. Like, we're not beholden to what our culture says that life at 42 should look like, or what life at almost 40 looks like, or you know, even saying that stuff about our kids, and this might be the decade that they get married and have children, like, maybe it won't, because they're the designers of their own life, not us. So just taking stock of that and going, you know what, like, nobody else, you know, obviously you need to do that in tandem with your partner if you have a life partner. And hopefully, you know, this might be a great opportunity to sit down and go, hey, it's a new decade. Let's sit down and really design what this new decade looks like for us. And where do we want to be traveling together? Like, you know, but if you don't have a partner, or, you know, for whatever reason, they're not willing to sit down with you, or, you know, whatever, like, ultimately, it's your life and you get to decide what it looks like. So you don't, we're not, we don't have to buy into what the culture says of us, and we don't have to buy into what Kirstie and Amy say we should do. We don't have to buy into what, you know, the people around us are saying. So what does your dream life look like? Like, what does your vision look like? If you could strip away everything, you know, and just go, you know what, if I could do what, if I had complete freedom, what would that look like? You know, and obviously, you know, if I had complete freedom, I would be living on an island, you know.
I don't know.
That's what, but meaning, like, I was more going with that. Obviously, we don't have full financial freedom. Like, we can't be like, I'm going to live.
Maybe that's what's part of the vision, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
financial freedom.
Yes. But it's unlikely that in 2020 we're going to be able to go from having a mortgage to living in Monte Carlo on a yacht in the Mediterranean.
It's also unlikely on my vision list.
On your vision list. But
yours,
it may,
however.
Yeah. So all that to say is, like, you know, if there wasn't any of the pressures that you're feeling at the moment around mostly, and I'm more talking about like the emotional pressures and the cultural pressures of, like, you have to work in a job 9 to 5, or you have to, you know, raise your kids a certain way, or you have to do whatever certain way. Like, it's your life. You get to determine what it looks like. You get to set vision for whatever that looks like. So that's our challenge to you today, to sit down, do these questions and think about this stuff so that you can have a 2020 that is coming more into line. Because that, what Amy said before, there's where we are at the moment and our vision, and figuring out how we get from one stage to the other. And it might take, it's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen, Pantene ad of the 90s. So it is just like figuring out those steps and sitting with it and being okay with your vision changing as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, vision's not meant to be a static thing. Nothing in life is static. There's a great saying of whom I have no idea who said it, but they were great, is we overestimate what we can do in a day and drastically underestimate what we can achieve in a year. And so maybe your vision needs to be expanded and exploded and far-reaching. If your vision is just little things, maybe, like, think, I have 365 days. Here's one thing I've done I did in 2019, incomplete. I read the entirety of the Christian Bible from beginning to end. It took me 365 days exactly. A little bit every day, little bit every day, little bit every day. And that was one of my resolutions. Like, that's a big thing. I couldn't have done that in a day.
No.
And I didn't think I could do it in a year, but I followed a program and I got it done. And I'm proud of that. Like, I achieved that in a year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Props to you, yeah, my friend.
Did you set any resolutions in 2019, Kirst? You said you're not really a resolution-y kind of person. Was there anything that you set and did or didn't achieve?
I did have great success in losing the weight that I wanted to lose. Mm-hmm. So that has worked well for me year. But I didn't really set a time frame around that.
Awesome.
Like, it wasn't like, okay, that needs to be done by the end of 2019. Mm. So there was, it was just a goal, a number goal.
Yeah.
Rather than
number vision.
Yeah. And obviously a health goal rather than a time frame. In my year, I had a word for last year and it was trust. I've had to do a lot of that this year because we're still in 2019. Sorry, peeps. So I've had to do a lot of that this year. And I'll be interested to see if I do get a word for this year and see what this year brings. But I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am for this year and all the beauty and the wonder that is going to unfold.
That's cool.
For 2020. That's my vision.
Yeah.
Like that my vision and my trust is that this year is going to be so full of wonder.
Are you loving getting into decluttering and organizing? Are you excited to get into different spaces in your house and just see the transformation that is possible? But are you also finding that there are some things that just aren't sticking, that you're finding that you just don't have the routine or system to really hold you where you want to be? Well, Kirsty and I have developed the Art of Decluttering online course, which is an amazing 6-module self-paced course with an interactive Facebook community. So if you want to go from overwhelmed to just nailing this decluttering thing, we would love you to join us. You just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course. We have payment plans available. Access it today and see that transformation that you've been dreaming of. Have an organized home that stays organized for life. We cannot wait to see you in the course.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My word for 2019, well, actually the start of the year, my words were even though.
Yes.
And that was a revelation while we were doing the podcast, sitting here in these seats. And then at about July, August, I felt like that shifted and that season was done. And my new word of the year was why not? And then I'm still in the why not. And I'm excited for what my word will be, if there is a 2020 word or if I hold on to why not for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Okay, so Kirst, we've done some really cool work with a friend of ours, Renee, over the last maybe 6 to 12 months, don't even know how long, lost track of time, where we created some models around our business, visual models, that really captured some of the journey that people go on when they're decluttering. And some of you have seen through our emails the pyramid where you go from being overwhelmed to freedom and what that looks like. One of the models we're going to go through right now for you is our success model and the components that we believe are critical in order for you to have success in your decluttering and organizing, for you to go from overwhelm to freedom. And there are 6 components, and we're going to go through each of those because we believe if you can get these and understand these, it will help you to achieve your 2020 vision when it comes to our area of expertise in decluttering and organizing your home.
Yeah. So if one of your visions for your home is for it to be less cluttered and more organized, and these will definitely help you. So the first one is education, and we provide that.
How could you get education on decluttering?
I don't know. Like maybe a weekly podcast
by 2 amazing women. Education is all about understanding the what, isn't it? It's about understanding, well, what does that mean? What does it look like? What does intentional living mean? What does decluttering mean? What does that look like? And it's a lot of that what. Just listen to our podcast.
And also the how. Like, how do I?
How do I physically do it?
Yeah. How do I declutter the kitchen? How do I declutter the toy room? How do I declutter my mind?
Mm-hmm.
We go into the mind in a minute. But, yeah, how do I? It's the how to as well. It's the education.
So the way that we educate, so if you're looking for more education, Our podcast here is our primary way of educating. We write articles for magazines and blogs. That's another way of educating. Sometimes we go and do media, so we might do a radio interview or something like that. Again, educating. Our weekly blog that comes out every week, educating. What else do we have, Kirst?
Our Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Our Facebook community group. Our Instagram is all has facets of educating.
Yeah. And then when we come out and work clients in their homes, there's educating as well that's really targeted and specific to the needs that they have.
Mm.
So that was education.
The next part is having a clear mindset around decluttering. So that is going into quite a lot of our episodes lately, over the last 6 months or so, have been around the unpacking and decluttering their mindset. So, and also, so it's around asking those tough questions and figuring out where your mind does go to. So, you know, recently we did one on perfectionism. And so understanding that, which is the education, but also the mindset around perfectionism and how that impacts on your decluttering. So it could, when we talk about it in our course, and we're often talking about it with clients. Mm-hmm. So it's the, but I can't do this because of that, or
it's the hurdles that come up often that threaten to derail you.
Yeah. So it's, and it's really the way you think about your stuff.
So education is really important, knowing your how and your why and your what. The mindset is really important to get that right so that you are in the right headspace. The next one is motivation. And this is twofold. It's your why, so why you're doing it, and what do you keep coming back to? So what's your motivation? Is it to please others, or is it to have a safe home, or is it because you do want a home that looks like a display house? Kirsty's home looks more like a display house than mine. Mine looks far from a display house, but my motivation might be different to somebody else's. So your motivation is what you come back to when you get wobbly, because you will get wobbly at times.
Yeah, and we also provide that through this podcast. People listen to us all the time just to get motivated and to keep moving.
Just keep moving. Is that even a thing, or am I just making up a million songs all in one?
Yeah, just keep swimming.
That's right, Dory.
Yeah, but motivation is also tied into your vision. When you have a great vision, when you've designed your life for how you want it to be, then that can be your motivation and that can keep you on track. So if part of your vision for 2020 and beyond is to have a decluttered and organized home, then that's your your motivation.
Okay, education, mindset, motivation. The next one is time. It is impossible. This is a black and white, so Kirst, tell me if I'm wrong. It is impossible to declutter without setting aside time. It doesn't have to be a big amount of time.
Yes, you are correct.
So we give so many tips and tricks when it comes to this segment of the pie, needing time in order to have success. We talk about the micro declutter, the power of 15 minutes. We go heaps into it in our course. We have courses like the Simple, Safe and Successful Online Selling. Say that fast three times. We have that to help you maximize your time when you're selling things online. We have the Declutter Bingo, which is all about time. We maximize your time by coming in and doing services with you, but you need time. And so if you want success in your decluttering and organizing in 2020, you have to allow for time, whether it's little bursts or big bursts, whether or not you're going to take a week of annual leave and say, that week is my decluttering and organizing week, and I am going to get a professional organizer in, and we're just going to smash it out in a week. Or you're going to do 20 minutes a day, or 5 minutes a day, or an hour a week. It doesn't matter. You just need to have some time.
Yes, that is critical for your success. Otherwise, otherwise having all this education, looking at your mindset and getting that right and being motivated and then going on to have great habits and doing the action, but you can't do the action without the time.
Education, mindset, motivation, time. The next one is habits. And we love habits because this is how you keep where you are. This is the stuff that every day makes a difference.
And this is the stuff that you can start even before you've started decluttering.
Oh, yes. Just gold, yes.
Start great habits, mm-hmm. like just bring in the mail every day and don't add it to the 2 years of pile of mail that you have. Deal with that mail today and you're starting to create a new habit.
Yes.
So habits don't need to come after the decluttering. Mm-hmm. They can come before the decluttering.
And they can help reduce the work of the decluttering. Yes. Like, don't put it down, put it away. Don't put it down, put it away. I did hear Peter Welsh quote that in a podcast Pineapple. The other day. And I was like, did he steal that from us or did we steal that from him?
Probably the other one. I'm not sure which one,
but we're owning it. And that's a great habit. Don't put it down, put it away. Will help you achieve your vision in 2020 if you can nail some of those habits. If you're interested in more habits, you can join our Head, Heart and Home course. We go through that in extensive detail. But you'll always find every podcast we're talking about habits in one way or another.
Yes.
All right, you ready? I'm going to see if I can get this. Education, mindset, motivation, time, habits, and action.
Action.
I want to live. Is that it?
Oh.
Is that that song? Action.
I wanted a big clipboard like that they have in movies. Yes. Like action.
So what is action?
Action is the doing of all of this. You need the action to practice the education, the mindset. You need the actions in the habits. It's actually doing it. As I said before, it's all well and good if you've learnt everything, if you have the right headspace, if you're motivated. But if you don't have the action, mm-hmm. then you're still just in the accumulating of learning stage.
And this is where time and action are different, because it is totally possible and happens all the time where you set aside time but don't actually get stuff done.
Yes.
Because you'll open up a box and be like, oh my gosh, my high school letters from my year 7 girlfriends, and you'll spend an hour reading through those instead of putting those aside and getting rid of some quick and easy wins. So set aside time, but you actually need to do the action, which is what you learnt in the education that aligned with the motivation, with the right mindset. It's just, this is why these six things are all together, and you can't achieve success even if one piece of the pie is missing. We'll put a picture of this up in our Facebook community and also in the show notes, but it is so important to have all six fragments. No, they're not fragments. Segments.
Segments.
Not fragmented. But together so that you can achieve success.
Yes. And that's why, like, I mean, sitting down and reading those notes from year 7 is great. That's taken time, but you also need to actually decide what you're going to do with them. Correct. Afterwards. So we're not just in that time spent reminiscing. It's all good. But then you just need to make more time.
Yeah.
To actually to do whatever it is that you're wanting to do with them, if it's to let them go or if it's to distill them down to just a special few, or if it is to keep them all, you need to have a plan and have, like, do the action of that work.
And often clients will feedback to us that in terms of this success model, the action is where they get the biggest bang from their buck in having us come in physically into their homes. So if you want us to come in and work one-on-one with you on your mindset, we can totally do that. But there are other avenues that aren't as resource intensive and aren't as financially expensive to get that stuff. But when it comes to the action, we can get done with you what might take you months. Now, take months. But if you want to get done quickly, then having a professional organizer, us or someone else, come alongside you is a way to supercharge that action part of the pie.
Mm. What were some of your visions for 2019 that didn't happen? Was it getting decluttered? Again, it's a journey that we're all on. It's not destination declutter 2019 and boom, boom, you failed, you didn't do it. Like, no, but you may have resolved, or you may have set vision that, yes, I do want Kirsty or Amy to come in, or I do want a professional organizer local to me to come in, and you actually didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally a common fine. Story. It's totally fine, because 2020 is a new year.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's still part of the, you know, your vision for your life, you've got plenty of time. But we just want to encourage you to not let that vision, if it's still part of your vision, to not let that go to waste.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to question, like, why was it that you didn't achieve it? Whatever that, whatever your resolution or vision was for 2019, was it because you were lacking the education? Was it because you were lacking the mindset? Was it because you were lacking the motivation? Was it because you were lacking the time?
Great questions.
Was it because you were lacking the habits? Was it lacking action?
I like that. Good questions. Good questions.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, should we hit some reviews?
Sure. This week we have some reviews from Trash Imagination.
That's a cool word.
How awesome a iTunes name is that? Trash Imagination. They said, helps you ask yourself great questions. How funny. We're just talking about questions. I started listening to this podcast because I have a podcast called Trash Imagination about creative reuse of items that people often throw away. I find that some professional organizers are so focused on helping their customers remove clutter that they don't address the environmental impacts of these choices. Amy and Kirsten, I can't even say my own name.
Wow, that's a first. That's a problem. Yeah. It must be lunchtime.
It must be. Amy and Kirsty definitely tackle these issues with experience and sensitivity. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, I can't wait to check out that podcast.
Hey, thank you, Trash Imagination, for what you're putting out into the world and the gifts that you're giving us all through your podcast. Okay, this one's next one is from Amanda Eisenhuth. Love your work. I have been a longtime fan of Kirsty and Amy's podcast. Topics and discussions are always on point and give food for thought. I definitely am on a journey with decluttering my home and I love to get the suggestions for further improvement. Always giggle when I hear your terms. This is where procrastination lives. Yep, nailed it. That can be me. You're always offering great advice mixed in with lots of personality. I feel I've got to know you both and therefore it's like listening to a friend. Please continue the great work and motivation as I love to listen each week. Thank you, Amanda. Well, thank you. So that was her review and now I'm saying thank you, Amanda. Any podcast app that you're using has a review function so you can also leave it in that. Also, we do have our Head, Heart and Home course coming up and so if and a portion of that course is talking and focuses on vision setting. So if what we have spoken about today you would like some extra help with, then the course is perfect for you. If you'd like to join us, we're starting in just over a month's time. So sign up today and you can join our live round or you can always start anytime you want.
At decluttering.com.au/course. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.